body's body. It's a frickin' miracle. Not just one miracle either. It's an infinite number of frickin' miracles. It's so mind-boggling that we can hardly begin to grasp it all. If we really had to stop and think about every amazing, breathtaking, jaw-dropping thing that our bodies are constantly doing, completely on their own and without any conscious effort on our part, without us even knowing about it, we wouldn't have time to do anything else. We'd be too dazzled to try. Turning water into wine is a miracle, no doubt. But is it more miraculous than turning broccoli, walnuts, beets, apples, and water into bones and organs and blood and brains? Not to me. I started writing this book when I was 13 years old. I was sitting on the living room floor back home in Minnesota, eating my Cocoa Puffs and watching cartoons. Next thing I remember, someone was talking about the grapefruit diet and how it made them feel fantastic and healthier than they had ever been before. I began paying very close attention. At this point in my life, I was a mess. I had been born premature, weighed 3.5 pounds, and was given a 50-50 chance of surviving. I made it, but with underdeveloped lungs and a lot of other difficulties. By second grade, I wore glasses and a patch over one eye and had severe headaches, a resting heart rate of 120 beats per minute, about the same as a hummingbird's, a bad case of hyperactivity, and some kind of thyroid problem, which they medicated with a pharmaceutical cocktail. By the age of 10, I had water on my knees and had undergone various medical treatments for allergies and immune system dysfunction and other weirdness. I was removed from the normal kids' classroom due to what the doctors and teachers believed were learning disabilities. I was a wreck. After the commercial ended, I put down my Cocoa Puffs and asked my mother to buy some grapefruit, a lot of it. I began eating it for breakfast and several other times a day. The grapefruit replaced the pizza, candy, soda, and all the rest of the junk I had been pouring into my body. I started to feel different, better. Making my own decisions, ones that worked, empowered me. I stopped taking my hyperactivity pills too. I didn't tell anyone. I just did it. That made me feel even better, cooler. Of course, I didn't stay on the grapefruit diet permanently. I reverted to the sketchy eating routine of a normal Midwestern kid. But as I grew up, I continued paying close attention to what I ate and drank and how it made me feel. I've been on this path, trying things and getting feedback ever since. I'm not a professional scientist, I'm an eternal student. But I've learned a lot along the way, and I'm constantly discovering more. I became an athlete in high school and played football in college. A back injury eventually ended my career, but my passion for learning about what makes us healthy was stronger than ever. I studied exercise physiology and nutrition in college, worked one-on-one helping people who were injured, discovered more about what makes our bodies tick. I read everything I could get my hands on, and then I went out to meet scientists and researchers who were devoting their lives to the study of health and nutrition and picked their brains. When an expert told me something that made sense, I tried it out on myself. If I felt better, I stuck with it. If I didn't, I moved on. I read lots of scholarly papers, but I didn't wait around for the experts to tell me what to do. I jumped in and figured it out on my own. I went from 13-year-old wreck to college football player to nutrition counselor and physical trainer, and now I spend my time traveling around the world investigating and searching for the most intensely powerful foods, the healthiest, most amazingly nutritious things that nature has ever made. Superfood Hunter is the title that stuck, but my passion for this subject goes so much farther and deeper than that. Now, I'm psyched because I get a chance to tell you everything I have learned about our bodies, what they need, and how they really operate. Like this, disease doesn't exist. I know.